In Boston, Cardinal Bernard Law appears to be digging in his heels. The embattled Archbishop of Boston sent a letter to area priests today saying he wants to serve the Archdiocese of Boston and the Catholic Church, quote, as long as God gives me the opportunity. The cardinal's letter, buttressed by a press conference at the archdiocese, comes at a time of increasing signs that the archbishop has lost both political and financial support for his handling of the sexual abuse crisis. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
For 3 long days amid widening calls for the cardinal to step down, the archbishop said nothing. Today, in a letter to priests, he finally spoke out. He is more determined than ever, he writes, to make sure that, quote, no child is ever again abused by a priest. He goes on to say the church has, quote, learned from its mistakes and now sees cases of abuse as serious crimes that must and will be reported to prosecutors. The church has been forced recently to release documents showing it basically ignored allegations of abuse documented in its own files. In his letter, Cardinal Law promises to improve the church's record-keeping, but to many, the promises do not go far enough.
This just shows that Cardinal Law, unfortunately, still does not get it.
Phil Saviano is with a group of survivors of sexual abuse by priests called SNAP. He calls the cardinal's move arrogant and an insult to all the children who've been hurt.
It's a clear example of his continuing denial, refusal to accept the dimensions of the problem and refusal to see that he is the core of the problem.
Saviano is calling on Catholics to withhold contributions to the church until Cardinal Law resigns. The archbishop, in his letter, says, quote, it distresses me greatly to have become a lightning rod of division when mine should be a ministry of unity. But many in the priesthood wonder how the church can heal with such a lightning rod still at the helm. Father Paul Kilroy is with St. Bernard's Parish in Newton.
It's difficult to see how this will begin to unify the community when there is people who are not supporting the church financially, people who are resigning from the church, people who are leaving our parishes. So it sometimes something like this may present more challenges than solutions.
Indeed, those who support Cardinal Law may be smaller in number now than those who oppose him, but they are just as passionate, and today they're cheering the news.
Yes, I am elated. He is like the champion for immigrants, the champion for the poor.
Dr. Roger Jean Charles is director of the Haitian Multi-Services Center in Boston.
We really feel the way he supports us. He is our cardinal. The same way Toni Morrison say Bill Clinton is the first black president of the United States, I really feel that the Cardinal Law is the first Haitian cardinal in the world.
Those close to Cardinal Law say this decision has been a difficult one, and he's deeply pained by all that's happened. Former Boston mayor and ambassador to the Vatican, Ray Flynn, says the cardinal feels a responsibility to stay on, not in spite of all the criticism, but because of it.
There's trouble in the family here, and the family being the church. When there's trouble in a family, the leader of the family does not run away.
Indeed, some inside the archdiocese say Cardinal Law can't resign. If that precedent is set, as one source put it, it would put pressure on all the other bishops in the United States who transferred priests accused of abuse, and it could be the beginning of a huge domino effect. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.